You want it, you got it. Lindsay Ness, Ashley Bell, Mrs. Moxie, and a cast of thousands. It's time to spill the beans.
Good morning, Northfield. This is your very own Spill the Beans, Mrs. Moxie, or Mox today, because I'm not dressed up, let's be real. And we have Ashley Bell here with me.
Good morning.
Yes. Unfortunately, we are missing Lindsay today. Lindsay had some things come up, so she is not able to join us in the studio. But we have a wonderful special guest joining us. We have Laura Myers.
Hi. I don't know how wonderful I am. I don't know.
It's Lindsay, early in the morning.
Lindsay is going to be missed, I think, is what's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. We love Lindsay, but we're excited to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So today is, it's the 12th of June, which also means what month is it?
Pride Month.
Pride Month. It has been bustling down in Northfield for Northfield Pride this past weekend. We had a lot of events, and that's kind of why we chose you to come in and speak a little bit because, I mean, imminent always does the kickoff and we always do the after party. So I think it was a perfect weekend. Nothing went wrong too much. Ashley, did you make it? You got to come to the park.
Yes. I went to Pride in the Park.
That's good. Good. It was a wonderful day. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. It was just a perfect day.
It was Goldilocks.
Yes.
Just right.
Exactly. So today is our Rainbows for Everyone episode. So we're going to talk about like Pride Month, what happened this past weekend, you know, what's coming up, some other things that we have going on. Just talking about certain things that bring us joy when it comes to the wonderful month of Pride. And I will say there's also that catch 22. It's not just Pride Month. It's Pride year round. We need to show that year
period.
Round.
Mm-hmm.
So how's everyone's week going so far, though?
Good.
What day is it?
It's Thursday. Okay. We are at KYMN Radio.
I'll just say so far.
Your name is Laura.
Northfield, Minnesota. Yep. The year is 2025. So far, so good. So far, so good.
Good.
Yeah.
It's been a busy week, but it's been a steady week. And I'm ready for Sunday because that's my only day off this week. Mm-hmm. So, before we get going on our show, I also want to give a huge shout out to Cannon Valley for sponsoring us and stay tuned for a chance to win some tickets, to see some movies.
Ooh,
before we dive into the actual topic, we also got to talk about what are we currently reading? Cause we still have our book club, Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Have you started the book?
No,
you haven't. Okay.
I'm going on a trip later this month, and I'm going to read. I have like a 7-hour train ride, so I think I'm going to read it.
Perfect. Then. By the way, I think the audiobook, because I'm listening to audio right now because I just don't have time to read. I think I'm like maybe a quarter way in, and there's only 8 hours left. So you could actually probably just listen to it the whole ride. If you just
yeah, because then I could listen to it on the way back, too.
Exactly. So I'm just saying.
Right. What book are y'all reading?
So right now, if you want, I also want to say we talked to Content, and Content actually put us on their book club wall.
Ooh,
so Spill the Beans.
Besties.
Yeah. So if you get a chance, go over to Content. You can pick up our monthly book club or 2-month book club because we give you 8 weeks to read it.
Oh, I like that.
We're realistic.
We're realistic with,
with what we assume people can read.
Yes. So we're reading Remarkably Bright Creatures.
Remarkably Bright Creatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By Shelby Van Pelt.
Yes.
I'm yes. writing it down because I'll forget.
You're good. Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt.
Okay.
I wanted
to
make sure I got the
out there.
I wanted to make sure that it was.
It's a sentient octopus with thoughts.
Yep.
Whoa.
So it's done by two different perspectives. You have the octopus that talks and narrates kind of like its captivity at this aquarium. And then there's a woman who works at the aquarium who ends up kind of befriending this octopus in a way. So it's kind of, it's this author's first book, never wrote a book, and it's already getting huge reviews and possibly a movie I've even heard.
Wow. Okay.
So, and I think we discussed July 10th, we're going to review that book.
Yes.
So you still have time to read it. You still have time to go down to Content, ask the employees to help you out with the Spill the Beans book club book. So you can definitely do that. And I believe they're given 10% off if you're doing
If you're doing it as part of the book club. Yeah.
Yep, if you're doing it part of the book club. So yeah, kind of a cool concept that we just started doing. And we love supporting local, so content, thank you for that as well. Going forward, though, it is Pride Month. And first of all, what does Pride mean to all of us? I have to ask that question because I feel like we all have very probably different feels, but also similar views on what Pride means.
Yeah, for me, two things come to mind. One is that I feel like I just want to be open to what does it mean to other people and then support that as much as possible. both as a civilian and as a business owner. Did we say who I am, just in case people don't know? I co-own Imminent Brewing here in Northfield.
Laura Myers from Imminent Brewing.
Yeah. So that's really important. But I think also it's sort of, to me, it's like this, like the concentrated, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the concentrated, joyful sort of pinnacle of being proud all year, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, let's just extra celebrate being, you know, being proud for this month.
Absolutely. So. You know, something I just realized sitting here, all three of us work in businesses and all three of our businesses are inclusive and welcoming.
Yeah.
What a generic concept. Welcome to all. I mean, come
right.
on.
Right.
What does Pride mean to you, Ash?
I think similarly is that I just want to support everyone. Like I truly just believe that like everybody deserves to be uplifted and supported. I think it's interesting to me because I am not fully out to everyone. Everybody who's like in my circle knows that I'm out and queer, but like my family doesn't really know that. I don't know if they're listening to this.
I'm like, you know, you're on the live radio right now, right?
Hey, mom and dad, give me a call if you want. But
yo,
but like that's, I don't know. So I kind of have this like weird. Should I be telling like coming out to a bunch of people, or is it just all about like? I'm just going to be who I am. And if people want me to expand on that, I can. But so I guess Pride every year gets a little more, I think, special for me just because I do think every year I come into my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But really, I just want to support the community around us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
No, you go.
We were just talking about this the other day, actually, at Imminent at like the like leading up to the after party on Saturday, and how in a way the Pride nature of it is a little bit loaded for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And that like, first of all, in your time, you're the only one who can know that, right?
Oh, totally.
In your own time, and you know, however we can support, please let us know. Mm-hmm. Like as you're kind of on that journey, we're all on a journey of our own, you know, growth. Hopefully,
and sometimes there's one step forward. Sometimes there's two steps back.
And sometimes you need to like protect yourself, and sometimes you need to just like you just know what the right thing is.
Yeah.
But I think you know I talked about this with Ryan actually, your hubby. That
co-host of the morning show. Everybody.
Co-host of the morning show just before this. That you know. Just like we're like kind of sending these vibes out to folks who don't really feel like they can be out or at all or are or fully out yet because of whatever their circumstances are. And sometimes that means like there's a threat, you know, and sometimes it's just like, I'm just not quite ready to like, I'm still sorting this out within myself. I'm processing. And just that like the word pride can be hard because it's like kind of has this shimmery, like be out and loud. And
glitters and rainbows.
And like just there's, you know, it's okay. Whatever pride means to you. So thanks for asking.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head because I think this word almost encompasses it more than pride does, which is proud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think proud is one of the words that I resonate with pride is being proud of who you are, whether that's, you know, your culture, your sexuality, your partner, your marriage, whatever that may be. I think being proud is also showing pride. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds kind of weird, but that's kind of how I feel. It's like the thing that makes me the most proud or the most joyful is thinking about, you know, what we can do for the community or my marriage, number one, like to be able to live an authentic marriage and mm-hmm. feel safe in my community. Because every time I go into the coffee shop, mm-hmm. Goodbye Blue Monday, mm-hmm. or I go into Imminent, or I go pretty much 95% of this town, mm-hmm. anytime I walk in, I feel comfortable to be with my husband. And yeah. I think that is being proud of who you are and being mm-hmm. having pride in your authenticity.
Right.
But being proud could also be something that's just within yourself, right?
Correct.
That doesn't have yep. to be a show of it. And I think totally. That's a place where that word can be, like, there's a misconception there of, like, being proud means you have to boast,
yeah.
you know, it, like, loudly
you
to
have
everybody.
To be the peacock.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. But which I think, sure, maybe there's that. But also it could just be, like, a knowing within yourself
yeah, totally.
Of, like, yeah. of A, this is who I am, or B, this is who I'm learning who I am, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. I think to some degree we all are all the time.
1,000%.
1,000%.
Yeah.
And shout out Northfield for being so inclusive.
Yeah.
We can show up in the businesses and mm-hmm.
yeah.
feel yep. like they belong.
Yeah.
You know, talking about showing up, you know, we had Pride in the Park this past Saturday from 12 to 4. And to watch how many people came through that park, mm-hmm. I felt like it was a tremendous amount of people. I mean, this was the first year where I wasn't on stage the whole time, basically, because last year it was like hosting, I was doing all these things, and this year all they said was, can you just do the dance party and kind of like the fashion show? And I was like, sure, not a problem. So it was only about a 45 to an hour kind of set mm-hmm. that I did, and to be able to see the people that came to the booth, that wanted to know who a drag queen was, wanted to ask questions, you know, like, it was, I was like, wow, this is the first year where I felt like I finally got to really interact mm-hmm. more with the community. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the after party and the kickoff party at Emmy.
Yeah.
I mean, we still pack it in. It gets busier every
year. And every
year
I'm like, are you sure?
Right.
And every year you're like, yeah, we totally got this.
Yep.
Which you do.
And we do. And I will say, I don't know if me and, because Lexi D was down, my sister, I don't know if we shared this with you, but this year was probably our favorite.
Really?
Yes.
Me too.
This year ran so smoothly.
It was, yeah. It really was.
I wasn't sweating like I normally
am. Well, you found that fan in the back.
I'm telling you, that
was like,
genius.
That's the happiest I think I've ever seen you yes. in drag. Anyway.
Yes, I was not sweating buckets. Oh. I wasn't running
up and
16
down the stairs.
Flights of stairs.
We changed out the
location.
The backstage
yeah.
at Imminent this year, which I mean, it was like mind-blowing.
Yeah, hello. Light bulb. Because, yeah, it was, I mean, normally we're down in the office, so it's like, okay, you do a number, you run downstairs, you change. You got to run the stairs and come back up and do
like
another one.
Kind of narrow concrete stairs that are, mm-hmm. I've fallen down.
Yep, stairs. And we're doing it in heels.
And you're doing it in heels.
Yep.
In a hurry. So, yeah.
But it was, this year was one of our favorite shows to ever do at Emmy. So,
and
thank you.
The crowd was wonderful.
And we had ages ranging from infant, like a few months born, to 90 years old. Like, it was a wide range.
Yeah. And beyond that, both of you, your numbers were just on point.
Like, thank you.
Yeah. It was just very, very well done. So, congratulations and thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
And thank you, Lexi.
Yes.
And thank you, Mr. Moxie, for
Mr. DJ,
hosting
Mr. Moxie,
and running the show.
Exactly. Another thing about Pride that I want to talk about is, you know, we're talking about the glamorous, the glitz and all this stuff. But, like, let's talk about the history of Pride, the queer liberation. Because, I mean, especially with what's going on in our political climate and things like that, that are happening right now and seeing the ramifications of it, it just, it's hard for me not to think about what has already happened before us.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
absolutely.
And now is more than ever why we need Pride. Like, so I think let's tap into a little bit of our history. So for the listeners, do you want to talk about Stonewall, Ashley, or would you like me to?
I'll totally admit I only know kind of just like the
how
you know started. The big bullet points of it.
Yep,
so
the riots.
Take it away. Yes. Okay. Take it away, Mark.
So the Stonewall riots happened in 1969, June 28th. It started. It was in the Greenwich Village of New York City. They call it the Stonewall Inn. It was a bar where the queer community and everybody gathered and everything. And it started off with a brick being thrown. You know, it was a liberation when the police stormed the bar. They stormed the bar and actually targeted all these people. And at one point, if I remember, I just watched this video and think they said like 44 drag performers were captured that night and imprisoned. And actually, they've later discussed that it was actually less than that because only one of them, or no, there was one of them that was just a regular woman that was mistaken as a drag performer. And they were all incarcerated. So it's just interesting to see and hear all these stories of the past where you go to a place like Imminent that is an inclusive, or Goodbye Blue Monday, whatever. Like, it's an inclusive space for people to be themselves. Mm-hmm. And people come in and raid and try to take...
Right.
Their rights, their humanity, their authenticity all away because it's in their eyes, it's not okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I can't imagine like the actual physical experience of that, but just to tie it into what's happening now, that is happening now in all the rhetoric and words matter. So. Yeah.
And standing with your community, I mean, standing to be with those that are part of your community. I mean, I think about Northfield. We have everything under the sun here. Like, we have our Latinx community. We have our POC. We have so much diversity. I can't get over how age range and, like, everything. Like, we just have everything here. And to watch most businesses even have Spanish signs, like, explaining entrances, hours, etc., to the community. I mean, it's very cool to see that in such a rural area. I think for the queer liberation, you have people like Harvey Milk. You have so many people out there that paved the way. I mean, Stonewall started with Marsha P. Johnson and Cynthia Rivera.
Sure.
Anyways, it was... So Marsha was a black trans woman, and then Sylvia was the same. She was a white trans woman. Both of them were the lead in these riots, and then people followed, and it started gathering and everything. And it just, you know, to think that was in the late 60s that this all happened. I mean, that wasn't that long ago.
No.
And here we are again fighting for our Latinx community, all of our communities that are being affected because they are not viewed a certain way.
Well, and I think it's not commonly known too that they were trans.
Correct.
Those who started that movement.
There's so many other situations that happened throughout our nation, but that was in New York City. And to think about, you know, the AIDS epidemic and how many people have died because of that, you think about the heartbreak of losing a friend or a loved one. I mean, pride now, it is glamorized and very commercialized. But I think that's why proud, that word, resonates with me so much, because it is being proud of your sexuality. It's being proud of your marriage. It's proud of your community that stands up for what's right. And I think there's so many other situations that we have, like in movies and television and film and literature. Like, we have so much representation in queer history that people don't grasp it enough. And I don't know. I just think the more we learn and the more we grow is the best to bring a better, authentic tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
totally agree.
Is there any pop culture references that either one of you can think of that kind of helped you mold or help you? Because I remember watching Will and Grace, and like, Will and Grace really helped me kind of like see the fun and the joy of being authentic.
And it was such, I felt like that was such a brave show to be like, in the time that it was. Like, you look at a lot of the other sitcoms that were out during that that period of time. And like, I'm a huge Friends fan. I love Friends. But to watch it now, I'm sort of like, eh.
Yeah.
It just doesn't play, because we've learned so much more since then. And that's true in a lot of ways. There's like more misogyny in that show than like, like, hello.
Yep.
And I still kind of love it for what it is, and like, can take
the connection between the main characters.
Yeah.
Yep.
But what I love about Will and Grace is, well, two things. And I feel like this is true about a lot of other shows too, but Schitt's Creek too is the one that really jumps out. It's like, it's just, these are just people being who they are in their lives. And there's not, there's some focus on the identities that are involved, but it's really, the storylines have less to do with like what it means to be that identity. Rather, it's rather just like, here's the story of our lives.
Right.
And we happen to be gay.
Right.
You know, and so just like, I loved that. And I thought it was really, kind of ahead of its time in that way. So I'm a big fan of Will and Grace. But Schitt's Creek, ugh.
I will say, like, you were talking about how they, on Will and Grace, have the story arc of the identities of it all.
Yeah.
Whereas in Schitt's Creek, it was very different in the sense of, like, it just was what it was. There was no questions. It was.
And in this town that, you know, the
a rural area.
In this setting where you kind of, maybe even assume like, oh, these queer folks, these gay guys are gonna like face some kind of, and they don't.
They
it's
don't,
just like it's it, in a way it was maybe a little utopian, because there was never any real focus on like a backlash of them being gay in that show. But I also loved that.
Yeah,
I thought that was,
because there was never a narrative of
that being abnormal.
Abuse or abnormal.
Yeah.
Or,
you
know, in so many TV and pop culture references and books and literature, all that stuff. I mean, there's always like a victim or like, what's the word I'm looking for? Gay bashing, the harm of it all. There's always this underlying tone of trauma or many things like that. And whereas this, it's like Schitt's Creek, it's like, the authenticity, it's the love, it's the connection, it's all the positive side. It didn't have the negative narrative.
Right, exactly.
Something that I really appreciate about Schitt's Creek too is that I feel like you kind of, in the beginning, and this was my personal assumption, I assumed David was gay. But you like,
the way he stood and just... Alexis.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, yep, there he is.
Well, and like,
not to categorize, but
that's the thing, is like, you have this assumption that he's gay, but like, as the show goes on, you realize that it's actually like a spectrum.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And I think I myself identify as pansexual, and I think that like seeing that in a show just played out so naturally, I was just like,
yeah.
Okay, work. Like,
yeah.
Slay.
Yeah, slay.
We're because up to two now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like, I feel like I've never seen that on a show where you see the spectrum more, where it's more fluid than it is like one identity is assigned to someone. Like,
right.
You really do see that sexuality is a spectrum in that show.
I think if we as society could get to that point, where we can truly and authentically accept that, like, sexuality or relations can be on a wider range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, and I also, okay, this is coming from a gay man. I think sometimes the male community, like, men especially, struggle with showing emotions or struggle with... that part. And if we could get to a place where we can be more vulnerable in talking about our feelings and talking about the things that we're going through, women do it too. Like, I'm not categorizing, it's just one gender or one person kind of thing. I think gender and society norms need to be deconstructed more because I think that's where we can learn more and kind of relate more to each other.
Yeah. I mean, we have to acknowledge that we are living in a patriarchy. Mm-hmm. And we're living within a set of social constructs. Like we yeah. create, you know, we're being raised in those things as, mm-hmm. you know, especially folks of a certain generation we're raised in a pretty binary society. Yeah. Yep. And so we have to acknowledge that that's like the world that we came up in, which is changing, which is really hard for a lot of people yeah. mm-hmm. for whatever reason that I will not ever understand. Like there's a, you know, some people just really just rag on the idea of woke culture, yep. which I like, if you're talking about like calling somebody out for being woke for optics, or, you know, an insincerity of it. Sure. Let's call that out for the fraud that is. But I will never understand what is wrong with being awake and open minded. Mm-hmm. Like, what is wrong with growing and learning and understanding, like, oh, what we thought was true might actually not be true.
Correct.
And maybe instead of there being two binary things, and that's the way that we were taught, so that yeah. must be right.
Right.
What if mm-hmm. we open that? And like
correct.
How beautiful that can be.
Right.
It's kind of sad to me that people are just so against it. But
correct.
Some people, not everybody. Embrace it fully. And I love that.
Exactly. But, you know, it's interesting because I also find it interesting how I'm going to talk a little bit more on a personal level as a drag performer, how society has put such a rep on the trans community and the drag culture in general, mm-hmm. To limit them, if not hide them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yet society will sit there and watch movies like Mrs. Doubtfire yeah. or yep. Medea, etc. Mm-hmm. And it's totally okay.
Yeah, yep. That wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem when Mrs. Doubtfire came out. Like, I correct. Don't think people were talking about that in a context of
correct.
Drag as being something wrong.
Yes.
Right.
They looked at it as an entertainment.
Right. Right. But also, real quick, Robin Williams.
Oh, may he rest. You know, it's interesting because, okay, so he's in Mrs. Doubtfire, right? Mm-hmm. Did you also know that he made a cameo in Tu Wong Fu?
Oh, that's right.
If you don't know Tu Wong Fu, do you know Tu Wong
no.
Fu?
No.
Okay, Ashley, we're having a movie night.
Okay, word. Okay.
We're having a movie night. Okay. Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. It stars Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and I can never say his last name right, John Lath... Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, I can't say it either.
Lathliamo. Oh my God, I can't say it. Anyways. Yeah. Anyways, three wonderful actors. Stalker Channing's in it as well.
Wait, and did you say Wesley Snipes?
Yep.
I love Wesley Snipes.
He plays Noxima, who is a drag queen.
Oh, work!
Yes. So Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes play the two main drag queens, and they go on a road trip across the country from New York City to California, basically. Okay?
Okay.
But it's all the things that they encounter on this road trip, like misogyny, mm-hmm. masculinity, women abuse. Like, there's so many things that happen in this story. And to me, there wasn't a problem with it. Like, they made this movie. It's kind of an underground pop culture movie. It's wonderfully written. It's amazing acting. It's so perfect in all its ways. But again, we're talking about Wesley Snipes. We're talking about Blade
here. Yeah. We're talking about, I know Wesley Snipes, bro.
You're talking about Dirty Dancing, yeah. Johnny, like
yeah.
playing drag queens.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. that's a huge leap
right.
for mm-hmm. film. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and there's another show back in the day, All in the Family with Archie Bunker. There was like a 6-episode plot sequence in, I can't remember what season it was, but I just went down this rabbit hole, and they featured Archie befriending a drag performer. Mm. To have that back in that day even mm-hmm. was very progressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And basically what happens is this drag performer ended up getting hate crime and killed. It's a very sad situation. It's a very hard storyline. And Edith, Archie Bunker's wife, was super close to this woman, this performer. And they basically, because of Edith, she had this huge faith in God and was religious and everything, but she loved her friend and she supported her friend, which is what we need now more than ever. But she started questioning her religion when God let that person get killed. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the storylines I wish we could see more of. Not just Jack from Will and Grace or the fun antics of Schitt's Creek or all these things. I think there's so many other storylines. I thought one that did it really well in capturing a love story was the TV show The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm. I can't watch it. It's too scary.
It's too scary, but if you can just watch episode three, season one,
okay,
you don't need to watch anything else. Just watch that.
I've heard that from a few people that it's like one of the most magnificent like hours,
pieces of art
film in a television that like,
Ashley, I see on your list you have Elliot Page and Schitt's Creek. Yeah. And then what's the other one that I'm trying to...
Nimona.
Yeah.
Okay,
I want to talk about that one.
So Nimona's on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it. Super family friendly. Actually, I think it's like kind of marketed as like a young adult, like teen movie, like good for kids. And it's about... I watched it a little bit ago, so... don't fully quote everything I'm saying here, but it's about this guy who is like an heir to this like city. And he is canonically gay. Like he's in a gay relationship that is very present, like 5 minutes into the, the movie.
So it's a movie, not a show.
It's a movie, yes.
Okay.
And it's so beautifully animated. But then something happens where he's like cast out. He's like falsely accused of murder, I believe. And then when he's cast out and exiled, he meets this young child, and their name is Nimona, and they are like kind of seen as a monster throughout their whole entire life, but you kind of just see like how they've been told that their whole life, so that's who they become. And so the when you break it down, it's the movie is really all about like not being able to be who you are and being seen as something that like you're not actually. And it is truly just the way they like represent the like queer relationship in that like right away, like it's like it's just like I'm dating this guy and it's very open. And and then Nimona canonically I believe is non-binary throughout the throughout the movie. That's never like explicitly said, but it's like these you see these layers of how you can relate this to like queer liberation, trans liberation, throughout the whole entire movie without it being like, hello, this is the message. Like you just get that from from the way that the movie is structured. And also about like race and class, and the constructs of that as well.
Very cool.
It's incredible. You will cry, but it is it's so beautiful.
Wow, it sounds amazing.
Is there any TV shows that you really resonate with right now that has queer unders?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about actually Glee.
Love.
When you were talking about, because I do think it is important to go back to that. Like, there's, like, yes, there's those shows that it's just, like, the identities are not necessarily the story.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about with Schitt's Creek. But I think, so Glee was one that I think... I love that show. It's like so Broadway, like musical
it's
theater,
all that.
Like
but,
you know,
but also very unrealistic in a high school
totally
setting.
Totally unrealistic in many ways. It's funny as hell.
Oh my God, yes.
But there's also these like very real moments, and I mean, the one I'm thinking of in particular is Alex Newell's character, Unique.
Yep.
And they, I think they come onto the show in like.
Season four.
I was gonna say season four, and just kind of like blows open that show in a new way, where they're really thinking hard about like identity and what it means to grapple with that. And like, here's this one group that's sort of learning how to be accepting of. So this character is a trans character. Mm-hmm. And also I think it brings up the sort of line between being a drag performer and being trans, which is not the same thing.
Nope.
Yep.
But here's a trans character who kind of in some ways
embodies a
drag mm-hmm. queen.
Yep.
Very over the top with the spectacle and this glam and glitz and just gorgeous in every way. And the voice.
Who's now a Broadway star.
And won a Tony in 2023 as the first non-binary person.
So did they identify as non-binary in real life? But in the show, it was trans, right?
I believe so. And so, yeah, highly recommend just like going back. There's the one scene that I just brings me to tears every time I go back and watch it is... Unique as the character's name does a performance of If I Was a Boy.
So what I thought you were going to say, that's like one of my favorite.
Like gooseies down my whole body, even just thinking about it.
Well, because they were beaten in the bathroom.
Yeah. So there's this whole scene about like hate crimes and bullying. And also this character is black, by the way. So there's all these identities coming together and, it's just like that's a really beautiful episode. And, and then like you see the support of the Glee Club behind Unique and how they like kind of all grapple with that together. There was also pretty early on in that show, they did a whole Lady Gaga episode and all of them dressed up like Gaga. So there was kind of a drag element in that was like, you know, they caught some flack for that from the rest of the school, but you know, and I'm also like, not super realistic what high school is going to actually let kids do that or have the freaking budget to do that. They do.
But the music was great.
One
that sticks out to me from that show is actually when Santana and Brittany become a couple and they do I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
True.
Because then they change the lyrics from he to she.
That's right.
You know, I thought that was really cool how they did that.
And that's pretty early on in the show, too. So, like, that whole, there's a whole bunch of good stuff going on in that show. And that there was something of a closeted nature to that relationship and the exploration and navigation of how do we come out to our friends, to each other, to our families. And that was really beautifully done, too.
There's so many pieces out there as far as like tangible connections that you can have through TV and film and literature. As far as literature goes, one of my favorite things, and this is just me as a person, I love reading. This sounds so bad. I like reading romance novels.
Oh, of course.
But I like them to be in the queer family. Like I am.
Fair.
Like some people are like, I want Nora Roberts. I'm like, no, give me Daryl Banner.
Yeah.
I want Daryl Banner. I want K.M. Newfold.
Also putting that on my book list, Daryl Banner.
I have like pretty much all of his books, so you can just borrow.
I'll borrow one. Okay.
Yes.
Great.
One of my favorite series. It's called the Spruce Texas series, and it is all about being queer in rural areas and the farmland.
Oh, great.
And it kind of like embodies who I am.
I was gonna say that I can see how that might resonate.
Yep, it resonates with me. Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that you can find it in literature now, because I know you and I have talked about reading romance novels, and there's something about it that just connects you to it.
Yeah, I love reading books. Similar to what I said about Schitt's Creek is I love when it's just
there
and it's on a spectrum, because I for me, that's what resonates the most. And so like, I love just being able to pick up a book and be like, oh, they're talking about their relationship they had last year. And it's a female character talking about how she was dating a woman. And then now in this book, she's exploring a relationship with a man. Maybe, who knows?
Yep.
Like, I'm just like. Like, that's just how I think it, that just, like, it, feels it's the, for me. Like, it resonates with
the
me.
Pendulum. Yes. It swings. Yes. I think that's kind of how I feel, too, because, like, there's one series in The Spruce Texas from Daryl Banner where it's about two best friends, one straight, one's gay, and they have been friends forever. And then when they go off to college, the straight one's like, I miss my friend. And it turns out he started having feelings. And it's not because of sexual orientation. He just, I deeply care about this human. And I love this person so much that I want to call them my partner. I don't care about the label. I don't care about the sexual identity of it. It's just, this is my human. And this is who I want to spend my time with. And when I read that, I was like, wow. That like hits the feels. I also like that he's even talked a little bit about religion in a couple of his books, where like the preacher's son actually comes out and is accepted and ends up falling in love. And it's like, that's a really cool story.
Yeah.
Again, it's romance, so there's some spicy stuff. But overall,
what's the pepper scale?
Oh, this. How many did we say? Did we say it was like three or four jalapenos was the hottest?
Yeah, or something like that. Or if they're like the red chilies. Is it like green jalapeno or is it red chili, you know?
Green jalapeno, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just spicy, but it's not like, it's not ghost pepper.
It's not like nitty gritty spicy. Okay.
Yes. Oh, so, yes. I think having that representation in literature is really cool. And now, speaking of literature, I have to bring this because content, I didn't buy the book from them, but they stopped me when I was shopping there. And they're like, you have to get this book. And I'm like, I already own it. But it's Murders in the Dressing Room.
You were telling me about this book.
Yes. So I have only read a couple chapters and then I got busy, so I haven't been able to read it. But it is done by Holly Stars, who is a UK drag queen who wrote the musical. What is it? Death Drop is the musical. Basically, it's like a live game of Clue.
Okay. Oh, sure. Cool.
Someone dropped dead. They got to follow, solve the murder. Okay. But she turned it into a book called Murder in the Dressing Room. And it follows this drag queen whose coworker at the bar died in the dressing room and she's trying to solve the murder. So to also see drag queens become main characters in literature is really cool in my mind. You don't see that often.
Absolutely.
So, speaking of pride and being proud and out and everything, like we've talked about, you know, TV and film literature, what's going on, what happened in Northfield. Ashley, we have some stuff coming up at the end of this month in Northfield for Pride as well, I see on our list.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
I would love to give a shout out to our besties over at the Ole store. Yes.
We love them.
So great. So they slay. Thanks, Max. Max's slay count is now one.
Yep.
I think you're at two, actually.
I'm at two.
Yeah. I'm at two. Look how giving you a run for your money, Ash.
So the Ole store does trivia every Tuesday, just like basic like restaurant bar trivia. But on the last Tuesday of June, they are going to be hosting a Pride / drag trivia. Let me pull up my info here so I don't get it totally wrong.
So is that Tuesday the 24th?
Yes.
I'm Tuesday, putting it on my calendar right
Tuesday
now.
Tuesday the 24th. I love that. With your very own host, Jay Gem, the Ole's very own non-binary MC.
I would say, I would categorize Drake performer.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally.
Jay Gem is super, super sweet, by the way. Yes. We met, we chatted. There will be a Moxie and a Jay Gem collab in the future.
Yay!
So,
love that.
Can't wait.
Yes. And they do a phenomenal job at hosting. So it's going to be Tuesday, the 24th. There's going to be a social hour from 5:30 to 6, what they label as apps and yaps. The game will begin at 6:30 and it will consist of everything LGBTQIA plus history, art, pop culture, all that jazz. So make sure you call or stop into the Ole store to make your reservations. Awesome. If you have like, especially if you have like a group, like four or more, make sure you make a reservation. I already have my reservation set.
Awesome.
So I'm super, super excited for that. Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Ole Store.
Yes.
And then
they've been doing that for a while, right?
Yes.
This is the first time that they're going to do it in drag, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Correct. Yep. But
so this is the drag debut.
Yes. So if you want to do it any other time though, I believe they are taking a break in July, but they're still doing trivia every every Tuesday up until Tuesday 24th, Pride Trivia the 24th, and then I believe they're taking a break in July. But so it'll be really, really fun. Mm-hmm. I also am going to plug that Goodbye Blue Monday has some Pride drinks.
Yes. Yeah. Your menu looks so good. I really want to try.
Yes.
The Lavender Fields lavender is my favorite.
Yes, it's very good. I have to get back. And we're donating 50% of our proceeds from that menu to the Key. Yes. So stop in to.
And I feel like a lot of businesses around town have really stepped it up this past month or so in helping the Key. I know you at Emmy just did the Dollar Glitter.
We did for the month of May. We were
Was that May? Yeah, it was May.
We were a little bit off. I was like, whatever. I just started doing this glitter up thing where we add edible glitter to any beverage for $1.
It's delicious.
And then all the, and it's so pretty.
It's so pretty.
You get a little extra pizzazz in your beverage, and then all the proceeds go to a local organization. We just rotate that every month.
Yeah.
And Kelly is so great. I just adore her.
Who was just on the air before us. So.
And she I forget, where did I run into her? And she was like, how do we get to be a part of your glitter up? And I was like, you just did. I was like, I will put you on the next month, which happened to be May.
Yep.
So, and then, so we did it then, but we'll keep doing it. The other thing I want to mention is Chapel Brewing down in Dundas is doing glitter up now, and they're doing it this month for Northfield Pride.
Yep. So, I just saw that, which is awesome.
And by the way, if you're not keen to actually put glitter in your beverage, which, I mean, whatever, you do you. I don't know why you wouldn't want extra sparkle in your day, but you could also just glitter up and pay the dollar and not get
the exactly glitter just in your beverage. Just do the charge and be done. Yeah.
Yeah. But super fun. Yeah.
There's so many things going around town. I also, as a personal standpoint, me as a drag performer, anything that I do in town here, all my cash is getting raised and being donated to the Key as well.
That's right.
So
Merchants Bank is matching our donation up to $500. Rice County United Way is donating $100 to the Key as well. So
I think that is another key point in all this, like hearing about how the community is coming together and showing their pride for this Pride season and for May, July. I mean, it's year round, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, to really see what's happening within our community and all the businesses taking care of local organizations. I mean, it is really cool to watch. I mean, we have, you know, the CAC, we have Laura Baker, we have the Key. There's so many organizations in this town. And I feel like so many people. And the list goes on. But it's amazing to see how much the community cares in this town.
Agreed. Yeah.
And really show up. You know, the other thing I want to say, because we are talking about these crazy times and everything, we have local and national resources for anyone who's struggling with the LGBTQIA plus and two-spirited issues or just need someone to talk to. You know, we, like I said, we have the Northfield Union of Youth, we have the CAC, we have Laura Baker, we have all the ones that you just named. We also do have the Trevor Project, which is 866-488-7386 for phone number if you want to talk to them. We have the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 800-273-8255.
Can I just interject really quick?
Yeah, go
There's
for
actually
it.
Now a 3-digit number that you can call for suicide hotline, which is 988.
Okay. 988.
So similar to that 911, but 988 takes you directly to that same crisis.
I love that.
Line for suicide prevention.
Yeah. So, because I think these are things that people need to know. So thank you for.
If you need to talk to somebody, reach out.
988.
Yep.
988.
Okay. Very cool. And then we have the Trans Lifeline as well, which is 877-565-8860. There's so many resources out there. And if you're struggling with mental health or just want someone to talk to, please reach out. Now more than ever, it's very important to take care of yourself. So. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's why it's so important, as we were talking about representation in all of these mediums, is that like the more that we can get representation, the more it's just like it's just accepted that, you know, queer folks, trans folks are gonna, they exist. They've always existed. They're always gonna be here. Right. And like, we just need to show that, because it's the way life is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think showing up as allies is important too. Mm-hmm. So regardless of your identity, if you can show your support for others, whatever their identities might be, I think that's really important too, which is one thing I also love about this town. I think mm-hmm. Northfield does that pretty well. Mm-hmm. I lost my train of thought. Train left the station. And
you were saying that in 2025, Wesley Snipes should play another drag queen?
Yes.
Yes, that.
Please, very Wesley, that. I know you're listening.
Are you yes. out?
Ash has a request for you. Yep.
Which leads me into our final question before we hand over to Rich here at the station to talk about Cannon Valley Movie Theater. What are you two looking forward to this summer? I was looking forward to Pride, but I'm also now looking forward to a nap.
Yeah,
so,
a break. Yeah.
A break.
Yeah. I'm going on a family vacation with my spouse and their family to North Carolina. They go every year.
Which is why you will not be on the next episode.
Yes. No. I'll be in Chicago. That's why I'm not
going to be. Oh, that's
that
one. Okay, sorry.
Which I am super excited to go see my best friend, Jess, but... I'm also excited to go to North Carolina. Yep. I love a good walk on the beach. I always bring books and I like read books on the beach. Oh my God. That's I like great. Romanticize like the hell out of my life.
Yep.
Anyway.
So get to live your little life.
Yeah. Beach dream. Don't we all? Okay. Yes. That's what I'm excited about.
Fantasy is really important. It's really important to dream. Even, you know, just like give yourself that little
A little pizzazz.
Moment.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
What about you, Laura? What are you excited for?
I am excited for so much. Oh, goodness. I love Pride. Mm-hmm. Our Pride weekend here in Northfield is one of my favorite things of the whole year. So I'm kind of in that little bit of a, like, slump after and also, like, just, like, keep on humming forward.
Yep.
We have some live music this month at Imminent that I'm really stoked about. You can just go to our website and check it out. I think I'm going to try to get away maybe starting on Sunday this week.
Good for you.
I'm kind of in a fly by the seat of my pants sort of mode with a lot of my life.
Yep.
So I think I'm going to try to do a little retreat day or two or three.
Right.
We'll see. And maybe read. I have not had much time for reading. And now I have several books on my list that I need to get through. I'm a fast reader too, so like
Are
I
you?
Love to have a book list, and then when I finally have time, I'll be like,
yep, like just go
blow through them. And yeah, I want to go see some live music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of a jumble, but I'm just looking forward to so much. I'm excited about your show on Saturday, and I really want to come, but it's also our birthday party at Emmy that day, and I just don't.
It's okay.
Know for sure if I'm gonna make it.
I'm excited for this weekend because this weekend is the big show.
Where are you, Max?
This Saturday, I will be at the Blackheart up in St. Paul. It's my debut there. Never been there before. So that will be exciting. And it's their big sparkle show. So Allianz, the soccer field next door, mm-hmm. it's their Pride night. Mm-hmm. And they're expecting anywhere between 300 to 600 people coming out for this drag show. So... it's a big one. I'm excited.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. You get to By the way, Richard's in
numbers?
The studio
is
now.
Is that what you told me? You're doing four numbers.
Four numbers. Right? Yep. Sweet. It's going to be a big, big show. Show starts at 9:30 p.m., okay. a.k.a. my bedtime. So this will be interesting.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be taking a nap.
Yeah.
So, I think there's so much to look forward to this summer, but Pride has been one of my favorites, especially in Northfield. It's always wonderful. Yeah. So thanks for making it special. To you and to Emmy.
Right back at you.
Yeah. And Ashley, goodbye Blue Monday. All of you there making it a welcoming environment and everything.
I'm crashing, so I'm going to go get that Lavender Fields right now.
Yep.
And you get a little pride flag.
You
in
do.
The dream.
They're
you
so cute.
They're
yeah,
so
your
cute.
Instagram has been on fire.
Oh, thank you.
Slay. Before I hand the mic off to our lovely Rich Larson here at the KYMN Studios, I want to say, again, we have our book club, Remarkably Bright Creatures. That book is over at Content. They have it on their bookshelf for the book club members. And if you just say Spill the Beans Book Club, they will help you out and get you that book. So we can't wait. And without further ado, can't wait to see you in 2 weeks for another recaffeinated chit chat. And I believe Lindsay will be back by then. So we'll have Lindsay and me and Ashley.
Not
will...
me.
No, I said, and Ashley will be.
Oh,
I was
going
to say, and Ashley will be gone.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to Chicago.
Are you
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
So
happy Pride, everyone.
Happy Pride, everybody. Make a wonderful month, a wonderful year. Be true and authentic. And without further ado, here is Rich Larson.
Okay. Yeah, just getting on the mic here real quick. We are, Spill the Beans is, as most people know by now, is sponsored by Cannon Valley 10 movie theater. I think everyone here in this this studio, well, maybe not you, actually, because we don't know each other so well, but I love going to the movies. We really appreciate Cannon Valley 10 sponsoring the show. I usually have a, or Lindsay usually has a list of things that are opening. I haven't done a very good job of that this morning. There's a Western opening, though, today with Pierce Brosnan, or tomorrow, I should say, with Pierce Brosnan and Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh.
That looks really interesting. If you email studio at kymnradio.net, studio at kymnradio.net, with the subject line Samuel L. Jackson, you will, the first person to do that will receive 4 passes to Cannon Valley 10 Movie Theater. That's all I have to say. All right?
Is it cheating if I do that right now? Just kidding. I'm not going to.
Talk to me after the show.
Listeners, okay. Do it.
All right. Thanks for listening to Spill the Beans, everybody. They'll be back again next week. Take
no, 2 weeks.
Well, they'll be, are you right? They'll be back on the 4th Friday of June.
Thursday.
Thursday.
One day we'll get it.
You're so close.
I don't even want to know what year.
Who's the drag queen who is performing all month? I even get the dates right. Where are you at?
Don't even start with me.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride, everybody.